Unfortunately, friends, I have to announce that our friend Mr. Field is unable to be with us due to the illness of Ruth. She has now been hospital for a week and is very poorly. May the Lord draw near and help and support them each in this very deep trial. May the Lord now be with us and help us this day to worship him aright. Let us commence with hymn number 14. Begin my tongue some heavenly theme, and speak some boundless thing, the mighty works or mightier name of our eternal King. Number 14.
Thank you.
Let us read from Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. And give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went to Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. May the Lord bless his word and help Dave in prayer.
O Lord, do now help us to approach the throne of grace, the place where mercy flows from, and to plead with thee that mercy may flow even down to each one of us. O Lord, do grant us the breath of living prayer. O that the dear Holy Ghost may come and dwell in our hearts, that our desires may be toward thy holy name, and that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. O Lord, we bow before thee in confession that we are not worthy to come into thy presence. We are by our very birth unclean, defiled throughout by sin. And how can we approach and stand before a holy, holy, holy God? We pray that thou wilt grant us grace in thy dear Son, that thou wilt look upon him in whom thou art well pleased, and that we may be able to say, 'Tis he instead of me is seen, when I approach to God, his merits, his righteousness, his sacrifice once made for sin, all made over to us, that we are seen as clean in thy sight. Oh, we pray for that cleansing of the precious blood to be felt in our own hearts, that we may know that we are thine, that thou hast bought us with a price, a great price, and that we may stand pure and holy, righteous in thy sight at the last great day, when we must stand before thy judgment seat. And Lord, some of us feel eternity is very close, a tremendous sound. Lord, how shall we do in the swellings of Jordan? Shall we be found at thy right hand? Shall we be there to sing thy praises, that thou hast done all things for us, put away our sins, loved us from eternity, given us life in thy dear Son? Or shall we hear those awful words, "Depart, I never knew you"? Oh, do cause us each to solemnly consider these things, and to pray to be prepared for eternity. Lord, we ask that thou wilt join with us now in this service. Oh, may the dear Holy Spirit come, shed abroad thy love in many hearts. Oh, may faith be given to look to a once crucified and now risen Saviour as our hope of life. May we see him now, seated at the right hand of the Father, to make intercession for us, and be given grace to bring our prayers there. Lord, hear us. When thou hearest, forgive. Lord, hearken and do. Grant us life, life eternal, in thy dear Son. Grant the quickening of the Holy Ghost in our souls, and the breath of living prayer to seek thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Lord, we pray for the witness, the seal of the Holy Ghost, that we are one of thine, born of God. And so we ask, Lord, remember each soul gathered here, and do grant thy peace in each soul, if thy holy will, ere we come down to the end of our lives. May not one be left out of the secret. May grace be given, and a living cry, "Jesus, save me, or I die." Lord, we bow and thank thee for all the mercies we have known in our lives hitherto. And each one can say that thou hast provided, thou hast spared, thou hast given all the things that we have in this life. They all come from thy hand. And we thank thee for the creation and all the good things that thou hast made over unto us. But one thing is needful, and may we each have that great needful thing before we stand before thy judgment seat, to know that we are in Christ, that he has blessed us with eternal life. And now, Lord, do help us in this service, we pray. May the word of the Lord have free grace, free course, and be glorified. Oh, may it enter into every heart, if thy holy will. May no one leave untouched by the grace of God. And we mourn, Lord, that thou hast not sent thy servant. And we think of him and his dear wife at this time, and ask that thou wilt comfort their hearts, that thou wilt be better to them than all their fears, that thou wilt enable them to cast their cares upon thee, and that thou wilt be with them very close and uphold them by thy tender hand. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember the one we hope to preach tomorrow, and come with him in the place of thy servant who is withheld from us. And now, oh, do remember every morning soul, those who have come up weeping on account of their sin, the burden that is upon their back, feeling to be out of the secret, Lord, unable to stand against the temptations of the wicked one, and such sorrow and guilt on account of the fall. Lord, do lead each one to thee and say, in me is thy help. Oh, that we may see that thou hast done all things, that we are not left to rest on our own merits, our own righteousnesses, which are but as filthy rags, but we can rest our all, our hope for eternity, upon what thou hast done. Lord, remember each one that has come up, feeling, I want God. I need to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, then do answer each one that has come up like that. Oh, Lord, though it be a reading service, thou art able to apply divine power to the spoken word, though it may have been preached many years ago. And Lord, we ask, oh, do remember those souls that come up without a desire. Lord, do cause each one that is like that to be in want, to feel the lack, the something missing, that eternal life is not yet given. And they, Lord, do cause them to seek after thee and to be drawn by the dear Holy Spirit of God, and that their cry may be, draw me, we will run after thee. Do remember our brother, help him in reading the sermon to us. Lord, we need help, each one of us, in all things, but especially in the things concerning the worship of our holy God. And our cry would be, leave not my soul destitute. We pray now for our nation. We ask, Lord, that thou would appear. Lord, there are great things in the coming days. We pray that thou would rule and overrule for the good of thy people. Lord, we are filled with great fears. of the things that are coming upon us. Lord, in mercy, work. Thou hast the hearts of all men in thy hand. The hearts of all men in this nation are in thy hand. And we pray that what may take place may be for thy honour and glory and the good of thy people. And so, Lord, we would cast our cares upon thee. Undertake for us. Do go before. And may we see that the Lord has wrought the victory. But oh, we have to confess before thee that we have sinned as a nation. We have departed far from the God who has wrought such great things in our midst in times past. And we pray, Lord, oh, do grant us grace to humble ourselves under thy mighty hand. So we ask now, abide with us. Remember those who are not with us. We pray that thou wilt watch over them where they are, and that they may too be blessed on the Lord's day, if it be thy holy will. We especially pray for one in old age, now for years detained at home. We pray that the word of the Lord may enter into her soul and do her good. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt remember our friends who have come in for the first time today. O Lord, do not leave them to go home feeling that nothing has been done in their souls, but rather may they be enabled to say, as Jacob did, "This is the house of God and the very gate of heaven." Do bless them, Lord, and give them a living hope that thou hast spoken unto them even this day. Now we fall into thy hands. We need mercy, Jesus. Mercy for our souls. Mercy for us in this service, that we be not left to an outward form, but that there may be life and power from on high to do us good, each one, in our souls. And we ask all, and the pardon of every sin, and the sin of our prayers, and we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 921. In union with the Lamb, from condemnation free, the saints from everlasting were and shall forever be. 921. me to your sermon preached by Mr. John Green. And you will find the text in Genesis chapter 31, verse 13. Genesis 31, verse 13. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowedst a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowedst a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. It is a great blessing indeed to be able to look back to some special time, some spot, where God has met with us in his great love and mercy, and given to us some word concerning our interest in his great salvation, and also given us inwardly to feel that God has a gracious and merciful interest concerning our souls. During the years now passed away, Jacob had been the subject of many changes. Things in some respects had become prosperous for him. He'd had his trials and his difficulties, but the eye of God was ever upon him. And now God reminds him of a past blessing. And good it would be today if the Lord should bring clearly and sweetly to our memory some time of real sweet blessing that we have had in days past. And some of you, I believe, have had a real Bethel in the wilderness. Some of you, perhaps, are waiting for this blessing. You are praying for it day by day. You look at the blessing God gave to his servant Jacob, and your prayer is that God would give you some such-like blessing, some spiritual Bethel, that you might, from time to time, look back to the spot and to that blessing and feel that to be a strength and support to you for the future. It was a wonderful condescension on God's part when he met with Jacob. He was alone, going a way that he'd not gone heretofore. It appears that he had that night one of the choicest blessings of the whole of his life. And so, with some of us here, I trust, during the week there's been a looking back according to the commandment in God's word, thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God has led thee. There are times when our sins and our unbelief seem to obliterate these past blessings, when we cannot view them as we once did. We need the Lord to come and bless us again. We need a word from him, as Jacob did on this occasion. But it is a comfort sometimes to God's people to remember that their God never forgets, although they sometimes do. And in our text, we are reminded that God heard all that went on in the heart of Jacob, how that place was so very, very sacred to him, although alone and a good distance from home, so that he called it Bethel, that is, the house of God. It was to him a solemn, sacred spot. He felt, how solemn and how sacred is this place, this spot where I have been sleeping. And I believe Jacob had a blessed revelation of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in that ladder which was set up from earth to heaven, upon which the angels of God were ascending and descending. Jacob had a sweet, clear view of how the Lord can and does communicate his blessings to his people. Jacob also had a sweet, clear view of the way in which unworthy sinners can approach that great almighty God. And I do feel this is the blessing of blessings to God's people. They may receive some blessed helps by the way. They may get spiritual comforts. They may feel that God has a purpose of love and mercy towards them. But oh, that time when a poor, unworthy, sin-oppressed, tempted, harassed sinner gets this sacred view of the Lord of life and glory. My dear friends, this will ever really stand out in your experience. It will be a blessed foundation to your hope, a support to you in the most difficult things that come in your life. And when death at last confronts you, this blessing, this revelation you had of the Lord Jesus Christ, will bear you up and support you sweetly through death. I am the God of Bethel. Is it not wonderful to feel that God has been the God of your richest and most sacred blessing here on earth, and that he has not forgotten it? He very kindly and graciously puts his dear people in remembrance of it. So Jacob saw by precious faith how God can have to do with a sinner, an unworthy sinner, and how an unworthy sinner can have to do with God. What a wonderful person is the Lord Jesus Christ. What should we do but for him and his work of love and grace? God could only look upon us in our sins, in his just anger, and consign us to everlasting perdition. But now, he looks upon his anointed. He looks upon the Son of his love, the friend of sinners, the mediator of the new covenant. And for his sake, he blesses unworthy sinners, and they have to do with him. And sometimes he breathes into their hearts that sacred spirit of adoption, whereby they cry, Abba Father, and God owns them as his children for Jesus' sake. Now this and much more was what Jacob saw on this memorable night. And some of you here have been so blessed. Your heart has rejoiced. All the prejudice you might have had towards the person and work of this glorious Redeemer was completely broken down. And by the arm of faith you embraced him, you loved him, and you worshipped him. And you anticipated the day when faith will be changed to sight, and you will see him as he is. But at Bethel there was something more. This man received a heavenly blessing, a blessing direct from God. And that is what we need. Our friends wish us well. They pray for us, but they cannot give us a real blessing. But our God can, and he does. Not for any worth or worthiness in his Jacob's, no, but on account of his rich and his sovereign mercy. And he gave to Jacob at Bethel a wonderful promise. And behold, I am with thee. Could one setting forth in life have a greater blessing? One taking any particular step in life, could they possibly have a greater blessing than this? Oh, that we had more grace to look more closely at the blessings God can bestow, that we might seek them more earnestly and thus honour him. So at Bethel, God said to his servant Jacob, and behold, I am with thee. Oh, to have the Lord's presence, to have his blessing, to feel that he is near at hand. My friends, what else really matters? Nothing. On the other hand, we may have every earthly blessing we could imagine, and yet not have God with us, being a stranger to the God of Bethel. And how poor are they who have the things of this world, but who have no spiritual Bethel, who have never had a word from God. I do not envy them. I feel sorry for them. But I do sometimes trust I can rejoice with those who have had a real spiritual Bethel to their souls. Behold, I am with thee. Surely, Jacob, you will never forget this. Surely this will help you through the worst. Surely thou wilt have no doubts, no fears, no unbelief when God has spoken so personally, so clearly to thee. But it does appear that Jacob had become much taken up with other things. His eye was upon earthly prosperity. It seems to a great extent that he did forget the God of Bethel. And what about you, my friends? Have you not sometimes forgotten the God who has been so gracious to you? This word came to me in the night. Now arise, get thee up from this land. Jacob must arise. The time of his departure had come, and he must leave these idolatrous people, and he must return to that sacred place where the Lord blessed him. Perhaps there may be some dear friend this morning who has been much held down to this poor earth and to the things of time and sense. They may have occupied too much of your time. The time has come for you to arise, to leave these other things and to return to your God, to return to the God of Bethel and recall to your mind what the Lord was then pleased to speak to your heart. How we do forget sometimes. How unbelief seems to creep over us and to hide the blessings that the Lord has given us. And so it may be, my friends, you must have helped go over things once more, as Jacob did, and recall to your mind what the Lord was pleased to speak to you. I think it is Jeremiah in his Lamentations who says, "These things I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." And a blessed thing it is to be enabled to recall to one's mind a few of the things God has spoken to us. That will strengthen your hope and will help you again to make progress in your journey. So the God of Bethel says, "And behold, I am with thee." And when God gives a word like that, you may be sure the one who receives it will need it. There will be that opposition. There will be those trials. In their way they will come across their Labans, who will oppose them and seek to do much against them, as Laban did literally against Jacob. He did not care a scrap for his religion. No, Laban was after his flocks. He was after their fleece. That was the truth. Jacob could go anywhere, could fare anyhow. Laban was not concerned about him. But Laban had to confess that he observed that the Lord dealt well with him for Jacob's sake. God's people find as they journey on that they come across their Labans, who have no interest in them, and they find they need God to very mercifully fulfill the promise given at Bethel. It may be during the past week some have felt in particular need for the Lord to fulfill some word that he had given to them years ago. And the Lord does come when, as our text says, we obey and rise up and do what the Lord commands. Then again we feel the sweetness and the blessedness of our Bethel. God gave Jacob another word on that memorable night, and he said, "And will keep thee in all places whithersoever thou goest." What a comprehensive blessing. In all places. Wherever Jacob might go, whatever trials he might have to endure, the Lord's eye would be upon him, and the Lord would keep him. Have not some of us felt the need of the fulfillment of our Bethel promise? I am sure we have. I believe before coming up here as pastor, the Lord did speak to me and gave me a word, but it has sometimes been severely tried. I believe before ever venturing out into the ministry, the Lord gave me such clear credentials that I could not doubt his word. But my friends, it has been severely tried. I have sometimes had 1,000 fears lest I should live too long for my religion and my poor ministry would come to an end. I live to prove that we need spiritually to arise. We need to go back to our Bethels. What a mercy that God does not forget, that he does sometimes put his people in sweet remembrance of his former blessings. So, poor tried child of God, perhaps today you must look back a bit as the Lord helps you. You have to do with a faithful God. The God of Bethel is a very faithful God, and nothing can ever come to prevent him from keeping a promise given to his people. Not even all their sins and all their wanderings will prevent the God of Bethel from keeping his word. But there must be this arising. There must be this venturing, as it were, upon the Lord. There must be this supplicating and pleading with him. Not, as I have said, that God forgets. And that has been a wonderful thought to me, that God remembers. But there must be this arising. There must be this leaving of those things which have held us too firmly. We must lay these things down. And he promised Jacob, "And will keep thee in all places whithersoever thou goest." Oh, what a promise. What a word. And God did fulfill that word and watched over his servant because he loved him. His thoughts towards Jacob were thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give him an expected end. Then God gave to his servant another promise after the years had passed away. After Jacob had had trials and difficulties, after some had risen up who were against him, then God says, "I will bring thee back again into this land." So our text speaks of the appointed time having come when Jacob must arise and he must return to that place. It appears he was quite ready, quite prepared to do it. And when God thus speaks to him, he yields obedience to God's commands. He quickly gathers up all that he had and he begins to return. That may be so with some of you who have felt to be in a backsliding state and condition. The Lord has spoken to you. You have obeyed his word and his voice, and now there is that returning to the Lord. There is a willingness to leave the poor perishing things of this world, and you long to get near to the Lord. You long for his real blessing. You seek once more his smile and that fellowship and communion with him. Oh, what a good God he is. How thankful his Jacob should be that he puts them in remembrance, that he does sometimes give them a word. It may be a word almost, it seems, of rebuke, a word that is not very palatable to our poor nature, but it is a good word. And the Lord meets with us in the trial and in the difficulty, and we get back to Bethel. Sweet spot. A blessed spot to get back to. Now the Lord's people sometimes do recall, by God's grace, the time of their first love. And again it produces such sweet assurance, such comfort. The child of God says, his love in time past forbids me to think, he'll leave me at last in trouble to sink. Faith and hope spring up in the ever faithful and unchangeable God of Jacob. He said to Jacob, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £690, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Peck will preach tomorrow evening in place of Mr. Richard Field, and Mr. Wheatley will preach next Lord's Day. And we hope to hold a prayer meeting for the nation next Lord's Day at 9 o'clock in the light of the impending referendum. And our friends at Oakington hope to hold their anniversary service on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 327. Whence do our mournful thoughts arise, and where's our courage fled? Has restless sin and raging hell struck all our comforts dead? Hymn 327.
sacramental. Father, we do pray that thou be with us this night. And Lord, as we hope to gather this evening, Lord, do gather with us. Lord, do guide our deacon and what to read this night. Lord, may it prove to be to oh, one of my offerings. Oh, these things to be read to us. Lord, we do thank thee that these sermons have been left on record. Lord, as thy servant who we heard this morning used to preach, he is it. Lord, we do pray that he be indeed, may he yes. Oh, Lord, do be with us. Oh, do gather with the children this afternoon. Grant thy blessing on the souls. Oh, may there be that red cast upon the wood to be bound after many. Lord, we would pray for thy servant who is engaged to be. Lord, do be with him. Oh, do help him and be with him this night. And his dear wife, Lord, we pray that thou draw him. Oh, do be with them to you. And Lord, we pray that they'll grant them that meditation this day. Oh, although they're not able to gather in life, Lord, we pray that they'll gather with you where they are. Oh, do bless, be with them. Lord, remember each one here this morning. Remember the family away on holiday. Watch over them. Bring them back in pieces. And all our friends who have gathered with us this day, we pray that they'll be with us. Lord, do show them where